We continue with the Yankee chat today, but we do with a beautiful young woman from Yonkers, New York, my own stomping grounds. I, of course, used to work at the Raceway there. And I used to go to the Red Robin, right on the way to North Broadway there.
Oh,
that's
please.
How I roll.
It's an Applebee's now.
Is it an Applebee's? You know what I'm talking about, though. So this is Hot Danny. How you doing, Danny?
I'm doing great.
Danny's all tattooed up. You got the piercings. I don't mind it, though. You're looking good, baby.
Oh, wow, look at that tattoo, man.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Danny,
wow.
How old are you, babe?
23.
And you're a New Yorker through and through, yes?
Yep, mm-hmm.
And you love the Yankees?
Love the Yankees.
So what'd you think about last night's game?
I cried a little bit.
You did? Yeah. Did you notice, anything cool happening behind the plate?
I heard you guys were there.
Yeah, we were there, all right.
I didn't get to watch the whole game. I was in class, but I heard on the radio, they're like, it's the Boomer Carton show right now.
There you
now.
Go.
Right,
so
exactly,
listen, darling,
yes.
This is how this... By the way, I need a contestant. If you want to go head-to-head with Danny, call right now, 866-540-WFAN. The winner gets a Boomer Esiason Fathead for your wall, your ceiling, garbage, garage, rather.
Yeah,
anywhere you want.
Yeah, thanks, I appreciate it.
866-540-WFAN. Yankee questions only, okay?
Okay.
Now, talk right into the microphone.
All right.
How well do you know the Yankees?
I would say pretty well, better than most girls. I don't want to say better than everybody, but
right.
I'll say.
But you think you can hold your own against an average guy because, and maybe you'll be on my team, which would be nice for once. I have not won in months.
No, and you're not going to win today either.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who would you like to play with, me or Boomer?
I would say Boomer.
There we go. Nice.
I haven't won in months.
Is it something about me, Boomer?
I just think that they're physically closer to me, and they don't want to be insulting to me, so they just say, I'll take you. Right.
There's a bond there. Now, you're 23 years old. You're married.
Right.
I just met your husband. Seems like a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm. He loves Yankees, too.
He loves another Yankee fan. So
that's probably the only thing we have in common.
So you must be miserable today after last night's loss, right?
Yeah. Well, we're getting through it together.
Do you have any faith at all that the Yankees, starting with tonight, win game five tonight? Or this afternoon, I should say.
Game five, yes, but the series, I don't know.
You've given up. Look at you.
You always have to have faith. I'm being realistic right now.
But you've given up.
Game five, I'd say we can win, but, mm-hmm. I cross my fingers. You always have to have faith, but
all right.
Does it hurt to get a tattoo like that?
Oh, uh-huh. It's got to hurt a lot.
Fascinated by that.
Yeah.
What's with all the tattoos?
I like them a lot.
You like tattoos? Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. All right. Your husband have tattoos? He does not see
not
like
a
it.
Single
no.
one.
He doesn't have
not
one
a single
tattoo.
One. I'm trying to twist his arm.
Well, here's the deal. You're going to be going against Jimmy in Connecticut. All right. Jimmy, how you doing there, buddy? Jimmy, are you there, kiddo?
Nope.
I lost Jimmy?
Yep.
All right. Let me go to Jeff in Hicksville real
Line
quick.
Four.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing there, kiddo?
Hey, how you doing? All
right, Jeff, hold on. It's going to be me and you against Danny and Boomer, little Yankee questions, okay?
All right,
hold on one sec, Jeff. All right, here's the deal. You have 60 seconds against the clock. If you don't know an answer, say pass.
Okay.
You can go back to that question.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, you can't go back. Fair enough?
Okay.
You get more questions right than me and Jeff, you win the Boomer Esiason Fathead, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Are you ready to go?
I am.
Here's
okay,
Hot Danny
luck.
With all the tattoos
all right.
from Yonkers, New York, the Dunwoody section, right?
Yes.
Right, with Boomer Esiason, your time starts right now.
How many regular season wins did A.J. Burnett have this season?
10.
Yes. What number does Mariano Rivera wear?
42.
Who led the Yankees in hits during the regular season?
Cano?
Yes. Who was the winning pitcher in last night's game for the Rangers? All right, who is the scheduled starter for the Yankees this afternoon in Game 5?
CeCe.
Right. Who led the Yankees in triples during the regular season?
Gardner?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, how many World Series rings has Alex Rodriguez won in his career?
Rings?
Yes.
One.
What former Yankee had his number 3 jersey retired by the team? The house that he built.
Ruth.
Yes. Which former Yankee was nicknamed the Iron Horse?
Lou Gehrig?
Yes. Who was the Yankee team captain prior to Derek Jeter?
Munson?
No, not Munson.
All
very
right,
good
not
guess.
Bad. You got 8 out of 10. She passed on number 4. What was number 4?
Number 4 was, who was the winning pitcher in last night's game for the Rangers? That's Derek Holland.
I was not paying attention.
You were not paying attention to that one. And the last team captain prior to Derek Jeter was Don Mattingly.
Oh.
All right. So listen, it's up to me and Jeff right now. Jeff, you got to get 9 or more to win, okay, buddy boy?
Good job, Danny.
Thanks.
Nah, but you're a Yankee fan. You'll do it, all right?
All right.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock for you. Starts right now. What number did Reggie Jackson wear for the Yankees?
Hello?
Oh, come on, dude. What number did Reggie Jackson wear?
Pass.
Pass?
Yeah, keep going.
What state is Joe Girardi from?
Chicago?
Well, that's not a city.
Illinois.
Which Yankee pitcher had the most complete game wins this year with two?
CeCe.
Name one team A.J. Burnett played for before the Yankees.
Marlins.
What number is Mariano Rivera on the all-time saves list?
One. Two.
What position did A-Rod play before third base?
Shortstop.
In what inning did the Yankees score five runs in game one against the Rangers?
The eighth.
Who led the Yankees in home runs this year?
Teixeira.
Yankee Stadium is located on the court. Wow. How do you not know what number Reggie Jackson wore?
I drew a blank, man. I didn't hear it first, and then I just could not think of it.
He panicked.
You panicked, Jeff. You embarrassed yourself.
You embarrassed.
Well, what number was he? 34?
Yeah, 34. That's right.
Yeah, 34.
That's right. You're right.
Most really famous number 34
that's
ever.
Right. That's right. On the Reggie bar back in the late 70s, it had the number 34 on it. You douche. All right,
what
Jeff.
What number was he? I still don't even remember.
You still don't remember Reggie Jackson's number?
You want to tell him, Danny?
Danny doesn't know either. That's the funny thing about it.
My time.
Oh,
Come on, Danny, you guys suck.
We do.
No offense, sir. How do you not know Reggie Jackson's number? I should definitely
forget
about Danny. She's a 23-year-old kid who's more concerned with tattoos on her ass than a Yankee game. You, though, are a Yankee fan. You're
44?
An embarrassment.
Yes.
44?
Yeah, Danny got it.
I'm 42, but that's Mo.
Danny got it. That's right. 44, you douche.
I said 30.
Nah, I know what you said.
Oh, I didn't say what was Bo Jackson's number. Hey, what number did Charles Barkley wear? No.
What number did Walter Payton wear?
Did Charles Oakley wear 44? No. Reggie Jackson did, you nincompoop. I always get the losers. I don't understand. Well, congratulations,
Danny. Good job, man.
Thank you.
You have just won a Boomer Esiason Fathead, unless you want a New York Jet Fathead.
You get the New York Jet Fathead. You're not a Yankee fan. Are you a Jet fan?
Do we have a Yankee fathead?
We have a Yankee one as well.
Yankee Fathead.
You want a Yankee Fathead?
Sure.
Yeah.
By the way, are you a big fan of mine?
Big fan. That's what I'm talking about. I love the Baldies.
Your husband's not jealous about that. Your husband seems like a nice guy. I don't have to hurt him.
Your husband's a good-looking man.
By the way, your husband's a really good-looking guy.
Look at that.
I'm trying to figure out who he looks like.
He looks like somebody. I can't figure out who it is.
Good meeting you, Danny. Eric Estrada.
Nice meeting you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. He's Poncherello from Chips.